But first, a very special presentation. It's 8:20 on the ticket.
And now, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket recognizes the Georgie Hot Fries Player of the Week.
Marcus Lawrence, you have to be fired up with the way this season has started for the defense, for the defensive line, and yourself. This unit's off to a great start.
Yeah, the boys kind of work each and every day, you know, with their head for it, on the task that's at hand. And, I'm just proud to be upon this group of guys that's so young but, you know, so talented and so gifted with the knowledge that they can understand the game and, you know, put it on display on Sundays.
You've become one of the top pass rushers in this league, and with that, I would think, comes extra attention. How many times within a game are you double teamed?
I really don't count it. If I'm getting double teamed, that means my other guys up front is not rushing, and they cannot double team all of us. So we just keep getting off the ball, keep rushing, and it'll ease up. The pressure will ease up, and then I get free.
You got Russell Wilson this week. He's been sacked a number of times here in the first couple of weeks, but it seems like when he plays you guys, he's really good at escaping. Really against anyone, he's good at escaping. What sort of challenges does he present when you're trying to put a pass rush on him?
Yes, it just changed our techniques, you know, going into this game, knowing we got to keep him in the well, make him a pocket quarterback, due to him being, you know, short, it's hard for him to see over offensive linemen and, you know, get the ball out. That's why I feel like he's better throwing the ball on the scramble. So we just, you know, maintain our gap control, maintain leverage on him and, you know, keep him in the pocket and we'll get him.
For you, it's a big containment thing, I guess, right, from the outside?
I mean, it's not really. It's just all about us, you know, keeping our attitude and, you know, sticking to our fundamentals. We do a lot of practice on, you know, keeping contained on the quarterback, making sure, you know, we keep the quarterback in the pocket and, you know, getting him a few seconds to get the ball off. So we just going to keep attacking fast, and he get out the pocket, we'll hunt him down.
14 and a half sacks for you last year. You're on pace for 16 this year. I don't know if you heard this or not.
See,
but
that's the crazy thing. Like, y'all can't look at no paces.
No, you can't do that, can you?
Like,
you could have five this week.
Because I only got two, that don't mean nothing, you know? So stay tuned, all right?
Well, because of what you did last week, you got a sack and a fumble recovery. Our show named you the Hot Fried Georgie Player of the Week. Ooh. And with that, you get this Chester's package there, Flamin' Hot Fries. Are you familiar with that product?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're an NFL sponsor, as you see.
Yeah, I used to eat these all the time as a kid. Tell them we're going to have to switch Chester Cheeto face with mine. But we can talk about that after I get some more sex.
Well, congratulations, Hot Fried Georgie Player of the Week. Thanks. Good luck this week in Seattle.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man.
He's got to get some more sex.
Sacks.
Oh, okay.
Sacks. S-A-C-K-S.
It's the most coveted prize in the NFL, I think, outside of league MVP.
He was pretty fired up to get him. And the great Joe Trahan, who works in media relations with the Cowboys, said he may start putting it in the notes.
Oh, that's great.
This week's Hot Fry Georgie Player of the Week.
That'd be awesome.
And you did what you always do, right? You got really dressed up to go present it.
Oh, yeah. I was in full suit. I meant to take a picture of us together. Yeah, I presented it to him. He was really excited. And no doubt that'll fire him up for Sunday.
Yeah, that's awesome. And tune in every Monday morning or the morning after a Cowboy game, if it's a Monday night game, Tuesday morning, during Gordo's Corner at 9:15. That's when we present and name the Hot Fry Player of the Week, but only if a P1 brings it to our attention.
Yes.
Can I vote on it this week? It's
no.
My name.
Uh-uh.
No.
Uh-uh.
My name's
There's
in it,
rules
though.
Here.
It's just it's your award, and you present it, but you don't get to vote.
All right. Yeah. I'd like to have just a little bit of ownership.
Stop.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Don't mess up a good thing.
Right.
It's the best award in the NFL. Let's just ride
it. Okay, we'll leave it like it is.